Greetings, everyone. Thank you again for joining me here on the Goddess on the Go podcast. I'm out for a walk, out for a stroll, and I thought this is an appropriate time to share, again, some insights and reflections that I'm having in my own journey, as well as, that I see in others in the world around me and in other situations and environments. It's a beautiful day, the sun is shining, and I'm giving thanks for another opportunity to grow and transform myself, my own journey, and really understand and embrace being better than I was yesterday, what that really means for me. So today I really want to talk about the mother wound, the mother pain, and how does that even develop in our lives? How is that even a thing, right? We grow up, our mothers are our first heroes. They are, next to our fathers, they're our second love, or our first love in some cases, right? They're the ones that empower us to be great. They empower us to transform ourselves and move beyond any type of adversity in our lives. But how can that present itself as a wound in the life experience of many women, particularly speaking to women, right? We grow up sometimes in fractured environments where we don't have the opportunity to even idolize our mothers, because they and us are living in a constant environment of survival, right? How can you be empowered by somebody who is always, making sure that things don't fall apart, making sure that everything is maintained, whatever level of comfort you're living in, that is the status quo. Excuse all the background noise. As I said, I'm walking outside, and this is the best opportunity for me to receive these words and then impart them onto you as well as myself. The relationship that I have with my mother has truly been something that has challenged me to not be complacent in the relationship that I have with other women, and even the relationship that I have with my own daughter. It is one that has been very complex since a young age. As a little girl, I remember, just pushing myself and always trying to be better for her so that she would accept me. And it always felt like there was a disconnect in meeting that acceptance or having that acceptance from her. For years I wondered, what could that be? Where did that come from? How do I fix this? Like it was my job to fix in the beginning, anyway. I didn't really understand that it was a lesson that I had to learn to fix myself and to transform my own life experience. But I always, had this strong desire to fix how she felt about me, how she accepted me. And I tried my very best to do that through accomplishments and achievements. And I fell short in that area because it just didn't seem that I was ever good enough. And I was doing some really good things, but again, it seemed that it wasn't what she wanted me to do. No matter how good it was, how transformative it was, not only in my life and the lives of others, and how helpful it was, it just wasn't good enough. I tried to do that in relationships, only choosing those that she felt that I was appropriate for or that were good enough for me. And again, that didn't work. It just seemed like so much to strive for, so much to achieve, that I always fell short, And with even how I parented my children, that was something else that I felt that I had to do the way that she wanted it to be done, because then it would be right. That is the only way that it would be right and acceptable, was if I did it the way that she parented me. And I've learned, you know, over the last 40 plus years, and finally coming to the realization that this is my life and my journey. And that wound, it may not be for me to heal within her, but within myself. You know, I have to come to terms with not being accepted by her, not doing what she wants me to do, not having the right relationship, the right career, not parenting the way that she wants me to. I have to be in agreement and in acceptance with how I'm doing those things for myself. And I keep, you know, wondering, why did it take me so long to get to this realization? And if I'm brutally honest with myself, it's because I was still striving and hoping for that acceptance from her. So having come to terms with that never happening, I'm okay with, you know, I guess the fragmentedness of our relationship. I'm not okay, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay if we never see eye to eye. I'm okay with the differences within myself that she doesn't acknowledge within herself, because I am a reflection of her in some way. I'm okay with all that, you know. So it's just powerful words that are on my heart right now, because I'm making some changes in my own life experience, my own environment, where I'm shutting down from anything that is going to take away from the path that I'm on and truly seeing that come to fruition. And the mother wound is one of those areas, because if I go down this road, will she accept me? Will she be there for me as I climb this new path of awakening or awareness? I can't be concerned with that. And not in a negative way, but in a way to highlight the positive things that I've done to get to where I'm at, and all of the good that's going to come on the other side of the path that I'm on. You know, I can only hope for others what I hope for myself. I can only want for others what I want for myself. And I want happiness for myself. I want happiness for others. I want to empower others to empower themselves, right? Because we're all vessels, one to the other, helping people to see reflections of themselves in us that kind of shake them to an awakening that they can do the thing that they want to do. They can make the changes that they want to make and not be afraid to take those chances, go down those new paths, because it's within them to do it as they see it within me. So I hope these words are motivating and encouraging to you. Any of you that are having issues with the mother wound, having issues with your relationship with your mother, your parental figure, and this can be found a lot in single parent households where the mother was the main provider. She, you know, they love to say she was the mother and the father. I don't agree with that statement, but she had to bear the brunt of the responsibility of bringing balance to her children in some way, shape, or form. And a lot of women, a lot of elders, specifically speaking to those in the Black community, the African American community, the Caribbean community, all those worldwide in the diaspora, you know, they came up and they came through trauma. They had to come through, you know, unsurmountable adversity, unspeakable things that, you know, held them to a certain conviction, right? And nothing could sway them from that. So as we kind of take our cue from them to keep growing and transforming, acknowledging that as a wound for me is important. Releasing it to the universe as being something that is beyond my control is important. And keep moving forward, or continue to move forward on my path, on my journey, is very important. And even if it means severing those relationships, those bonds that have anchored me in so much of who I am, they have also been a reflection of so much of who I don't want to be. And I'm okay with that too. So thanks again for listening, and I hope that these words have inspired you, encouraged you, and empowered you to look at your relationship with your mother figure. Look at the relationship with the mother figure within you and come to terms with both of them in whatever way they show up, and keep growing with the flow. Peace and love to each and every one of you. Thanks.